This morning we're looking at the third message in the series of the legacy of faith based on Hebrews chapter 11. And this morning it's Abraham and Sarah's obedient faith. Of course, we know that Hebrews chapter 11 is the heroes of faith. And as I shared with you last week, there's many different types of faith. And you and I have different types of faith, but we pray that it all leans towards believing and trusting God with everything in our lives, and He will take care of the rest if we do that. So as we look at the scriptures this morning, beginning with verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 11, it starts by saying, "By faith, Abraham then, he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in the tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. By faith, even Sarah," no, verse 10, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. "For he was looking for a city which has a foundation, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond a proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised." In verse 12. "Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that." Now, what do you usually think when you think of that? He was just as good as dead. Well, he's looking at the age, you know, talking about the age that writer is. That in older age, you know, we have a good life. We have 70 years plus. And of course, Abraham and Sarah and them was up in their age. And the writer is referring to that. But God did miraculous things. He still does. So, when we think about Abraham and Sarah, their age and the faith that they had, you know, it's a obedient faith. And that's what we're looking at this morning, the power of faith, a working faith, a walking faith. And here they had an obedient faith. And we understand that, as the scripture tells us, that Abraham, God said he called, the Bible says he called Abraham. He called him up and he said, "Abraham, I got a place for you to go." And Abraham, of course, had to leave his home, his business, everything that he'd been involved in all of those years to follow God on faith. Now that takes faith, doesn't it? Just to drop what you're doing, just like the disciples did when Jesus said, "If you want to be my disciple, you know, follow me now. Don't go back and make arrangements or do this or that. Follow me now." And Abraham and Sarah, they took off on a pilgrim journey, not knowing where they were going, as the scriptures tell us here. So when you think about the faith, there's two types of faith. One way is far more common, and that is a faith that we see by sight, right? As long as we can see it, you know, I've got faith. It's right there, unless my eyes are deceiving me. And sometimes, has your eyes ever deceived you? You thought you saw something, then when you got closer or up to you, or at a distance, it looked one way, and you got closer, is something else? Yes. Well, you're seeing by sight. And then the other one is that, and it's far less common to live, you know, most people want to live by sight. But it's less common to live by faith, to be based on what you cannot see. Now, I think the Christian way, of course, is the faith way, the way of faith. Now, the life of faith has some specific ingredients, I believe, which are pointed in this text and as reflect upon Abraham and Sarah. Abraham's faith produced obedience to God, who gave him promises. God did promise him and gave him great descendants and so forth. But as we look through the scriptures and as you study about Abraham and Sarah, you know, they continued on this pilgrimage over their lifetime, never stopping, keeping on going on faith. Now, yet Abraham and Sarah did not quickly inherit those promises. And because of their assurance, the faithfulness of God who called them, and I'm going to add that conviction that we have in God of the unseen reality, they based their life upon the future fulfillment of God's divine promises. God's divine promises. So that brings me to our first point here, the pilgrim of faith, which is here in verse 8. And going back to verse 8, I won't reread it, but just to emphasize on this, verse 8 says that it was faith in God's word that enabled Abraham to leave the known and familiar, to go wherever God would lead him. I don't know if you've ever had that experience in life, that God, you felt that calling in your life to do something for God, or God has placed upon your heart specifically to do something on his behalf in ministry or whatever it might be. And you had to step out in faith, obedient faith, and pursue that. And maybe you're still looking for that particular calling or whatever God's direction in your life, because there, each and every one of us have a purpose in this life to carry out what God has placed us here on this earth. And we might not see the results of how God is using us in what we do for him and what we do for others. And we saw that in the life of Abel last week, that even though he's dead, he still speaks and his works carry on. And the same with all of us. So the call that came to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, if you want to read Genesis chapter 12 today, and look at especially at the first four verses, consists of two parts. And one was the command, okay, go. Just like the Lord has commanded us to go make disciples. It's not a suggestion. It is to go make disciples, baptize in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And so there was two things here that consist of two parts that Abraham was to do. First, he was commanded, and then to receive that promise. And Abraham believed that both the command and the promise came from God, and therefore obeyed the command, expected fulfillment of that promise. That's why he went. That's why he trusted God. So Abraham knew nothing. He knew nothing but that God had said to him, go. Go to a land which I will show you. That's interesting, isn't it? That takes faith. Not knowing where you're going, haven't seen it, out of sight, out of mind, but yet God said, go, I command you, and if you follow through, you will receive that blessing. And that blessing is that promise that God promised. Now, Abraham, he believed the covenant that God made with him in obedience. And that's why he followed God. So his obedience was what I would say an outward experience or outward evidence of his inward faith. And that's the big part of the Christian life, the inward evidence of we know how God works through his word, through prayer, and through every aspect of our life. It's an inward experience with outward experience, evidence, and the inward faith that we have in God. So Abraham's faith was evident in his actions of following God's promises. And guess what? So is ours. Ours as well. So Abraham, he did not know what God's will would lead him. He didn't know where God would lead him. He simply followed God's will each day of his earthly pilgrimage as it was revealed to him. Now, sometimes God leads us step by step. You know, we take a step and we just keep following in his direction in which he leads. And many of us have experienced that in our life. And we step out on faith of the unknown, and God will take care of each step after we faithfully take that first step. Now, if we never take that first step, if Abraham never took that first step, he would have never found the promise that God had promised him. And even though he did not know where he was going, so he followed. He went into unknown because of God's known only by the evidence of his faith. Now, disobedience is a remarkable example of the power of faith, which enables a believer to perform a difficult task. Now, you think about this. Nothing but faith in God could have enabled Abraham to act as he did. Nothing but faith. That's what it took in him. Now, when you think about it, and I thought about this a lot of times, and I thought about it this week. Life is filled with uncertainty, isn't it? Life is filled with uncertainty. The reason I say that, we don't know what the next 24 hours will bring in our life. Things change so quickly. Things can be good, things can change. So it is an uncharted course that may include a blessing or a loss of something in our lives. Because of the future is unknown, it fills a lot of people with fear. And fear, see, it's not a part of God's plan. God's plan is faith, making each new day and circumstance. Sometimes it's a struggle for each one of us. So fear is not a part of God's plan for anybody in this world, especially Christians. Fear is the unknown. It may keep us from making spiritual progress in our lives. Fear, you know, God wants us to grow spiritually, move forward spiritually, but fear sometimes enter in and it will hinder that progress. So we must not be afraid to take that step of faith. Like Abraham, who left his homeland for an unknown destination, we can overcome uncertainty by trusting God. You know, he sees and he leads by the unknown, or what I would say, beyond the far unknown. Next, let's look at the patience of faith. It does take a lot of patience, doesn't it? You think about patience. Patience. As I'm reading this scripture and studying different ones from Genesis and this and other scriptures mentioned, it took a lot of patience on the part of Abraham with his age. As we get older, do you get greater patience? You ever think about that? You know, when you're young and so forth, I think sometimes your patience is stretched so far, you just kind of get short of patience. But it took patience on the part of Abraham and Sarah. And verse 9 tells us when Abraham came to the promised land, he did not settle there, but continued to live the life of a pilgrim. He kept moving. And though Abraham's faith caused him to immediately follow God's command to grow up or leave a land, his homeland, his friends, his business, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, his previous religion, and that's mentioned in Joshua chapter 24, verses 2, where Joshua was telling about the forefathers who lived in the lands and so forth and had other gods. But Abraham followed the true God, Isaac and Jacob and their descendants. So even Joshua reminded the people whom he was speaking to in that day about Abraham's faith, his obedient faith, that he was true to God, also had to sustain him through the times of patient waiting. Now, not only did Abraham continue his life as a pilgrim, but his son Isaac, his grandson Jacob, lived out of their tents throughout their generations. Now, if you want to read about that, it continues on in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 13 and 18 as well. So they sojourned in the land that God had promised to them, but they never settled down. Now, how many of us would be willing to do that? We just go, keep going and going, well, this must be it right here. No, I guess not. God said, no, just keep moving. And you just keep moving on and on and on and on and on. God showed him a lot of things. He made a lot of promises to Abraham, and he fulfilled those promises. But Abraham, he kept on moving on. He never really settled down. Now, that takes a lot of faith. So we say, what is the secret of Abraham's faith? What was the secret? I believe we find it here in verse 10, was his hope in the ultimate fulfillment of the promise of God. It says, for he was looking for that city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And of course, we can look out over this universe and everything. We know that God is creator of all things, but he is the builder of our faith. And each step, in each journey, in each pilgrim, in each place that Abraham placed his foot upon, was increasing and building his faith on the builder and the foundation of God. God was making him stronger. He was leading him. And I'm sure that Abraham, you know, he being on human side and so forth, got weary and tired and said, you know, is this it? Where did I stop? Where did I continue on? But then the scripture says he kept on moving as God led him. So even though he was waiting and wondering in his soul, was at home with God. He was still at home with God. Even though he had to wait, he continued to move and he began to wonder. His soul was still at home with God. And that's where our lives can be. As we're moving, as we're following God in our lives, we can still be home in God. You know, even with the uncertainties and the circumstances in our life, we just keep on trusting God. So we too need to entrust God with our spirit and grasp that inner vision of heaven that will make all the toil and the troubles and the hardships in our life a way worthwhile. It's worthwhile trusting God, following God, never giving up. So if our minds are properly occupied with heaven, we can't help but to do earthly good. That's what we're placed here, to do good for the Lord. So we are to keep our eyes on Jesus, who has gone before us to prepare a place to rest one of these days. We will rest from our labors one of these days. He's preparing a place for you right now. And that's why he told the disciples in John chapter 14, you know, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in me, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he said, you know the way. Who is the way? The Lord, he is the way. He said, I'm the way. I'm preparing a place for you. I'm going on before you. And there I will receive you one of these days. That's the faith that we live by. All right. One more. Faith, the power of faith. So that's another definition and example of faith. It's the power of faith. It's your trusting faith, obedient faith, and it's a power of faith that here we see in verse 11 and 12. The next example of the faith involves the fulfillment of God's promise of descendants, and here beginning in verse 11, dealing with Sarah. By faith, they believed the promise of God to obtain the impossible. You think about that. Faith is that powerful. So faith sees invisible, hears it inaudibly, and touches the intangible and accomplishes the impossible. That's what faith does in our lives. And sometimes we in our planning or our thinking put limits to the power of God, but there are no limits. There's no limit to his time, space, or existence. So faith enables us to lay hold of that grace which is sufficient for all things in our life, in such a way that the things which are humanly impossible become divinely possible, as I mentioned a while ago. So with God, all things according to his will and timing are possible. They are. How are they? Because we have faith and we know God keeps his promises. So in verse 12, this explains the result of the faith of God's promises. Here we go. Both Abraham and Sarah shared the conviction that God was faithful to his promises, because he gave them a son. They both, at their age, they laughed. But God, you know, why are you laughing? I will keep my promises. I will keep my promises. Because of their faith in God, from these who were as good as dead, according to the scripture, verse 12 here I read a while ago, came a physical nation and spiritual nation teeming with the life of numerous stars, countless as the sands of the sea, in Genesis chapter 22. Even Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible. So all we have to do is believe, and then it is possible. It will happen. And then in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus says again, with God, all things are possible. I'm going to throw that verse in there this morning. God's power and will are on one side, and man's faith is on the other side. And whatever we know to be God's will, faith has the power to accomplish it all. And faith accomplished all of that with Abraham and Sarah. Faith in God's promises produce obedience, patience, and the power in Abraham's life. It accomplished all of that. And he chose not to doubt in the dark what God showed him in the light. And sometimes in the darkness of our life, we fear and doubt may appear, but when on the other side, the flip side of that, we see God at work in the light. See, God's power is for us to obtain and then attain His promises. See, our faith is to see God's promise accomplished on earth because we are looking for the eternal. Here we're at the temporal things in our life. And we want to build our life upon the foundations of God's eternal promises. And that's exactly what Abraham was looking. He wasn't just looking at the present, but he was looking at the eternal promises that God was showing him as he was on his journey in life. And that's why he kept moving. He never stopped. And that's why we do that as well. Remember the words Jesus said, who said, "Fear not only, believe." Fear not only, believe. And that's in Luke chapter 8, verse 50. And then Matthew 9:29, Jesus says, "Be it done to you according to your faith." So our faith has a lot to do with what's going to be accomplished in our life. Faith is prayer is the key to heaven, faith unlocks the door, right? And if we have faith, nothing's impossible with God. Even Mary said that. Told the disciples, whatever Jesus tells you, just do it. It's going to be right. Just do it. Whatever God tells you, you can believe it, you can trust it, just do it. Don't just think about it, but just follow His guidance in your life, and you can never, never go wrong by trusting God. Father God, we thank You for this day. The message, Lord, on Abraham and Sarah Lee is so much there for us to grasp and attain. And to apply to our lives as far as faith is concerned. And as we examine ourselves, as You tell us to do, to see where our faith is, there's another type of faith. It's a weak faith, but there's a strong faith. There's a powerful faith, and that faith comes from You. All of our faith is an example of how our trust is in You. And we pray this morning that each and every one of us here, we had faith we was going to get here. And we was going to get here on time. We had faith that everything was going to work out according to Your will. This day, as we got up, went about our daily activities of getting ready and preparing to come to church this morning. And the rest of the day, Lord, we have faith that it's going to go as good as well. But there's a lot of uncertainties, Lord, we don't know about. But in faith, we trust You with our lives. It will all work out in the end. So those that don't have that faith, Lord, I pray this morning that You will help them in that area. And all we have to do is just pray and seek You, ask for Your help. We need to just run to You sometimes and say, "Lord, I'm at my wit's end. I need more faith. So Lord, help each and every one of us this morning as we think about the lives of those that are mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11, that we can grow our faith just like You did through them. You work through them. You can work through us. And the outward evidence proves our inward faith as we follow You. Lord, we praise You and we thank You in the precious name of Jesus. Amen." Our song this morning.